listeners to Path of Reason. This is podcast number 10. Today we have Joseph Hansen from noreligion.net. That's K-N-O-W religion.net. Welcome, Joseph.
Thanks for having me.
No problem, man. Well, we got a couple of questions for you. I just want to start off by saying that I love your site. Like, I've already printed out flyers and handed them out to people and put them on cars in my parking lot and stuff. I really like that idea. Yeah, man. I put the you know, the one that you did about, you know, when is rape okay?
Yeah, that's the first one I did.
Yeah, man, I really like that, and I've put that around a lot. So hopefully that, even, you know, good or bad, it'll draw some traffic.
Yeah, I think mocking it kind of, like, is a good approach, being like, do you really support this, instead of just saying they're wrong.
Yeah, exactly. I really like the approach. I also think that when I first saw it, it almost looks like it's something a religious, you know, group would hand out themselves, so they might look at it thinking that it's something that, you know, they agree with in the first place.
That was the plan, definitely.
So I just want to ask, like, what inspired you to create NoReligion.net?
Well, I've always felt that more Christians need to be aware of what exactly they're claiming to believe and support. And basically, I wanted to make a website that would have all the information that you find on all these other pro-free thought websites, but all in one spot that's easy to find. And also, that's visually appealing.
Yeah, I'll say it's visually appealing. I think your site, the way you've set it up, is awesome. I mean, do you have, like, a web designer skills or anything? Like, did you have somebody do it for you?
That's my 9-to-5 job, is working for a website company. So, that's what I do for a living.
Nice. That's why it came out so good. It says, now on your site, it says that, you made it because it's the morally right thing to do. Now, this is a question we're really, like, asked by theists all the time, but where do you derive your own morals from?
Oh, well, just what, like, do you want to others as you do unto yourself, the golden rule that's found everywhere, not just Christianity. Basically, I mean, morals itself is just derived over time. The more we learn, the more our morals change and improve.
Go ahead.
Yeah, like slavery, we were pretty ignorant back then. We didn't. There's these brand new people that look like humans, but look a little different and confused us. And we're too ignorant to know that they're just people with different skin color.
Yeah.
But as education progresses, we learned that there isn't really any difference, and therefore racism died out. So I think morals improve as education improves.
Yeah, I agree. As society changes and becomes more civilized, we start realizing more things. But I talk to Christians all the time about this, that back then, you know, like, it was a whole different mentality, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Their mindset is much different. I mean, even in regards to supernatural events, like when a volcano would erupt, they wouldn't even, you know, they wouldn't know what was going on. They would just assume that it was some kind of, you know, God or supernatural force causing it to happen. But, you know.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, they didn't, you know, think about it like we think about it. I noticed in your Q&As, on your website, you talk a little bit about faith and a God without religion. Could you elaborate on your personal stance regarding that? And do you think it's a good idea to encourage faith in general?
Well, faith as, like, a possibility out there is good. Kind of thinking there's a possibility of a God. But faith to where you think it's truth based strictly on your faith, that's bad.
Yeah, I think, you know, even in regards of creationism versus intelligent design, I always tell, you know, people I discuss that, you know, science can't rule out the possibility that there's something out there beyond our understanding. But I know that it's not, you know, Zeus, you know, Allah, Yahweh, like all these man-made gods throughout history. You know what I mean?
Yeah, exactly. But there's still possibly for something out there. But we know that if there is a creator, it didn't create everything as is, because we know the origins, or somewhat origins, of the galaxy, life, and everything. So we can't assume a creator created something in a certain way.
Yeah. Now, does that kind of tie in, you know, how, like, on your site it says, you know, like, spirituality. Like, how do you interpret spirituality when there's no religion associated with it?
Well, spiritualness is just really being, I think, being close to nature, being one with the world and everything around you, and finding complete comfort in life and death. So you don't really need a religion for that, but religions, non-dogmatic religions, help people, because most people can't really think of all this on their own, and they need some sort of guidance. And it's really hard to find comfort in death and find comfort with your purpose in life without some sort of group guidance.
Yeah, I went back. I used to be a Christian myself, and it was back then. It was kind of like you just always accepted that there was a heaven and a hell, and you know, eventually I would probably go to heaven. But like when I became, you know, more agnostic into atheism, I was, you know, at first it was kind of like hard to just sit around and think about, you know, like this is it, you know, like when I'm dead, I'm dead. There's nothing. Mm-hmm. And a lot of people can't handle that thought. And as I've gotten older and more mature, it's so much more easier to accept. And it makes me live life more fuller, I would say, you know?
Yeah, definitely.
I feel like I appreciate life more than a lot of theists I know, because they're so intent on waiting for their death that they forget to live.
Yeah, well, basically, according to Christianity, this life is just a waiting room for something better.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true. Do you have any kind of religious background yourself?
Actually, no. I was not really raised religious or non-religious, just had no views pushed on me whatsoever.
So were your parents atheists or agnostics or something?
Well, I mean, they didn't believe in a god, so to be atheist, but they never said, hey, I'm an atheist. I never even heard the term atheist until college, so.
Wow.
We went to church when I was in kindergarten, I believe, back in Massachusetts. I know we went to church a couple times just because that's like the thing families do, and so that's why my family did it. But then they pulled me and my sister out because they didn't want us to be brought up into religion. They want us to be brought up open-minded, so they canceled the whole church thing pretty early off.
Did they ever, like, sit you down and explain, like, you know, that other people believe things? Like, do you feel like their approach to your upbringing was the best way, and that more parents should do what they did?
I wouldn't say it's one of the best way, because they didn't talk about it at all. There's no discussion, so I wasn't aware of the problems of religion or anything. It's far better than forcing a belief on someone.
Yeah. Like, with the background I come from, I had it all forced on me, and it was like, this is the right way and everyone else is wrong. But I feel like as I go, you know, and if I have children, I want to, you know, sit them down and just explain, you know, these, what everyone believes, you know, I want you to research them and study yourself. And, you know, I don't necessarily, like, want to encourage them to be religious in any way, but I want them to at least understand other people's religious beliefs, I would say. I don't know.
Yeah, I think that's the best approach. It's just expose them to all the truth. Like, for Christianity example, the churches don't even do that. All Christians know a candy-coated version of the religion and not what the Bible actually says. That's why with my site, I'm trying to say, hey, this is what's really going on with the religion. This is what your religion really claims. This is what Jesus really said. Now make your opinion.
Yeah. Yes, I agree. Do you feel like, you know, do you have any conflicts with any of your friends or anybody else in your family in regards to your beliefs, or is everyone kind of on the same page?
Pretty much the mass majority of all my friends and my family are on the same page. I have a few friends that are Christians and some that are like really fundamentalist Christians.
Yeah.
But they're not really close friends I hang out with much, just because different mindset, I don't know.
Yeah, I agree. Like, sometimes it's hard to be around them because even I've noticed just in, even in non-religious thought, they're really, like, narrow-minded, and they're very hard to hang out with even if they're not talking about their beliefs because, I don't know, it's just, like, a whole different mentality in general.
Well, I think one thing that's kind of frustrating is, like, you want to talk about it with them, but unless you've heavily done all of your research, it's completely pointless. So before I've done all this research in the past year, any conversation would just be a dead end because they'll either use some really off-the-wall defense that's so off-the-wall it catches you off guard, so you can't even think of a logical response or even how to respond to it.
Yeah.
And they feel like they won that way. Or you don't know Bible verses offhand or sources of information. Yeah.
Yeah, I noticed on your site you have like a whole section devoted just to the Bible. Like, why do you feel like there's a need to focus so much on Christianity, or is it just kind of like, you know, your first goal, so to speak?
Religion in general isn't really a bad thing. Like Buddhism, Jainism, even the Indian religions, Hinduism, really not that much of a problem in the world. Mostly the dogmatic religions, primarily Christianity, Judaism, and Islam, are the main three problematic ones. Judaism isn't really even that big of a problem because they don't really do nearly as much as Christians and Islam, the Muslims. So that leaves those two, and Christianity is the biggest problem in the country that we live in, the United States. And it's the one I know a lot more about. And I know millions of Christians. I hardly see any Muslims or anything. So that's my primary focus on Christianity. Ideally, I like to cover everything, but I'm human. I can't.
Yeah, I know. Especially like, you know, even running a website, we've noticed that, you know, it's hard to answer the emails and always, you know, jump from topic to topic and talk about different things because, you know, sometimes, especially in America, we get a lot more Christians writing us because there's a lot more Christians in America, whereas very rarely do we even hear anything from, you know, Muslims or Jews or anything. Although I have started to, I myself know the Bible very well, even the history of Judaism and stuff, and I think I want to start pushing more, like, Judaism in, you know, Hebrew culture on Christians because a lot of them don't even understand the history of their own religion, and I think they avoid the Old Testament altogether, but I think if more of them understood Judaism, they wouldn't be Christian. I'm not saying they would be Jews, but I'm just saying.
Well, Christians don't even know what day the Sabbath is.
Yeah,
it's Saturday, not Sunday.
I've noticed, in my own experience, I mean, I live in Texas, there's a lot of Christians. The majority of them hardly even read their own Bibles, and they also, you know, when it comes down to basic things, they will, like, argue a point without even knowing what they're talking about. Like, even in regards to, like, evolution, you know, they'll pull up all these creationist arguments, yet when you ask them, well, could you please define evolution for me and explain what scientific theory is, they have no idea what to do. They just stand there with, like, this look on their face. It's ridiculous.
Yeah, that's a tough part trying to defend evolution is that you really have to know your stuff before trying to defend the fact of evolution to a Christian because they've been preached so many lies about the topic. It's like, how do I defend that unless I know the actual defense for it?
Yeah, and then they go online and they Google a couple creationist websites and they'll spit out things like, you know, the first law of thermodynamics disproves evolution. But whenever I hear stuff like that, I'll just say, okay, explain first law of thermodynamics. And they're like, you just looked it up on a website. Come on, think for yourselves.
Exactly.
So, you know, do you think it's important for people like us to actively get involved in promoting awareness of religious topics, like things that are covered by your site?
Yeah, I think it's extremely important. As Sam Harris said, religion is the single most harmful variable that's within our reach to change. And we can influence it just by discussing it.
Yeah. I noticed you mentioned Sam Harris. Is it, like, you know how he says sometimes, is it better to associate oneself with such a title as, like, atheist, agnostic, skeptic, or simply go under the radar, as he sometimes suggests?
Well, it's good to be subtle about it. On my website, the top tabs, or the main sections, are the Bible, religion, science, and take action. The take action actually used to be atheism.
Yeah.
Whole section for atheists, but everything just after that Sam Harris speech, I'm like, yeah, I really should ease up on the term atheist because that's such a bad name. But I don't think it should be avoided completely, because the problem isn't the name, it's the problem of the misconception of what an atheist is. And the only way we can fix that is by educating people on what it really means instead of just avoiding it altogether. It's good not to just bring it up unless you're able to explain what exactly it means. Because if you just mention the word, people will associate it with the definition they assume instead of what it really means. So only use the term when you're ready to explain what it really means.
Yeah, I think that that's another thing. They don't quite understand what it means anyway. And they just think that atheist means like anti-theist, like we're against theists, we're against their god.
Well, yeah, like same with paganism. My whole life, I thought pagan meant some sort of devil worshiper, when it only means worshiping more than one god. But
yeah.
Christianity puts such a bad rap on everything that opposes their beliefs, making everything look terribly evil when it isn't.
I actually had the same mentality, like, my mindset growing up was that pagans, Muslims, all these people were being tricked by the devil to believe things that weren't true, and it was my job to unscatter their minds, I guess you could say. It was sad.
I've heard that response before too.
Yeah, I mean, it was like, you know, like if you meet you know, a pagan or a Muslim, you must, you know, do whatever you can to bring them to Jesus and stuff. It was like, you know, basically like the movie Jesus Camp. I don't know if you've ever seen it. Like, that was my childhood.
I have not watched that just because I physically cannot stomach watching it.
Yeah, I don't really recommend it. It was basically like watching home video for me. And I kind of felt really hurt because I think that, as far as children go, there are too many religions where they force beliefs on them and they scare them into, you know, believing as they go along, and it really messes with their heads. I think it's child abuse.
Yeah, definitely.
Well, I've noticed, have you gotten a lot of positive feedback, negative feedback? Have you gotten any, you know, anybody writing you emails about, you know, any of your flyers or any of the things on your website?
Well, actually, I've not got my email working yet, because I've just got the site up within the past month and been pretty preoccupied.
Yeah.
So I will be getting that up in hopefully the next week, and we'll see where that goes. Most of the comments have been from the LiveJournal community, the Atheist LiveJournal group, and most of them are pretty positive. I mean, they're all atheist supporting, but all of them are pretty open-minded and more than willing to share their opinion.
Yeah. So what would you say your outlook is for religion and theism for the next 100 years? Like, where do you see society progressing?
Ideally or practically?
I would say, like, ideally, like, you know.
Ideally, I would really like to still have a lot of spiritual belief, just separated from dogma, and to really, like Richard Dawkins' main goal right now is to push awareness of science, and I think the more educated this country is on science, the more connected they will feel with nature, and basically be able to find peace and spiritualness through that. So basically combining a better education of science and a more, with also philosophical and artistic fantasy kind of tied to it, just to make it sound more beautiful, but not actually, I don't know.
I've thought about this, and I've noticed, I mean, from, you know, growing up, I've noticed, like, as of late, there's been, like, a big push from the secular community as far as, you know, pushing science and pushing, you know, free thought. Like, people like Sam Harris and Richard Dawkins, you know, they couldn't, I don't think their books would have even been on bookshelves 50 years ago, 60 years ago, you know. So I think, as far as, you know, like, people like us, I think we're finally getting to the point where it's like we need to start, you know, like really getting out there. And, you know, for hundreds of years, Christians have, you know, been out there handing out flyers and pumping this stuff into people's brains, and we're kind of like on the counter offensive in a sense, where it's not like we're trying to like start a war with them. I think we're just trying to get people to think for themselves. So hopefully, I think in the next 100 years, we could become more like Europe, where they're becoming more of a secular society.
Yeah. It's definitely dwindling, the religious side. I mean, the more education advances, the less grasp religions will have on people. And with the internet just getting out of control and making its way to, like, iPhones, so all this stuff is available in people's pockets now.
Yeah.
Really, you can no longer hide from the truth.
Yeah, that's true, man. So you live in Colorado right now. Would you say there's a large religious community? I noticed that in Colorado, isn't that big church that Ted Haggard used to run in Colorado?
That is. I just moved here about 6 months ago. But I'm right in downtown Denver, which is mostly open-minded people. There's a whole bunch of people studying biology here. And so it's a pretty, not too many Christians in this specific town I live in, of downtown Denver.
Yeah.
But if you branch out, there are a lot of huge churches and crazy Christian organizations that I have yet to tackle.
Yeah. I have always, thought, you know, in that area of the country, there's probably a lot of Christians and also probably a lot of Mormons also. Because, you know, it's close to Salt Lake City,
yeah,
and stuff.
They pretty much stay on their side of the border. There aren't too many Mormons out here. I mean, if they're that close to Utah, they'll be in Utah, because that really is their oasis.
Yeah, it's like their Mecca. Well, I don't really have a lot more questions. If there's anything you want to add about your site or anything you want to tell all the listeners that we have, feel free, man.
I guess just come check out the site, and it's a work in progress, so feel free to give any feedback of what direction you think it should go, what you'd like to see. And really, it's just all work together to help spread the information and share the knowledge of reality.
Awesome, man. Well, we really appreciate you coming on our show. I don't want to, you know, take up the rest of your day, but for everyone who was listening, that was Joseph Hansen from No Religion. That's KNOW Religion. There'll be links on our website, and definitely check out his stuff. Print out the flyers and hand them out to people. Like, keep spreading the word. It's a great site. So thanks again, Joseph, for being on our show.
Oh, thank you.